morning, everybody. Welcome to the Fishing Ministry South Carolina Sunday morning worship. Another day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Come on up, Philip, and bless us with something.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, the weather's been nice, real nice. I tell you what, I know I can't bless you guys with anything. But I know the Lord can.
That's right.
You know, I know the Lord can. And you know, it was funny. I was battling some stuff this week, some serious stuff. I mean, it's really, really struggling with some things. And I was talking with a friend of mine in Vermont, Steve, and he talked to me and had a really kind of turned my belief around. I was wallowing in my own crap, and he was like, "What are you doing down there? Come on out!" And it was an interesting turnaround for me, because, man, I was feeling like a dump. You know, I was looking at myself and going, you know, I'd be better off if I just get out the way. I just think I'm in the way of everything. And, you know, the Lord should just dig a hole and roll me off into the pit and cover it back up and say, "All right, done with you." I mean, that's how I felt, you know, but the Lord's good.
Amen.
And He loves me.
Amen.
And, you know, it's one of the things that, you know, was a highlight on this was, even though my carnal man is just a wicked, wicked man. I mean, it's ridiculous. And but it's not about my carnal man. You know, it's not about this flesh.
No.
You know, it's all you. We all have something to bring to the table if we have a testimony of what the Lord's done for us.
Amen.
You know, how else is people going to hear unless we tell them? Tell them our testimony. Tell them how good the Lord's been to us. Every single one of us in this room has something. I mean, even the kids are here because of the grace of God. I think every single one of them. You know, families that are together now is because of the grace of God. That's it. I don't know if any of us as a family here would actually be a family right now if it wasn't for the grace of the Lord. It would be split up, divided. You know, the Lord has done a lot of stuff with us. He has done a good work in all of us, and He has been very good to us, and we have a testimony of the Lord. And our job is just simply carry that out.
That's right.
And you know, if you're all about the Lord, that's what you're going to want to do. That's what you're going to want to do. And, that makes it not about you at all. Not about you at all. And it was just a blessing to have that turnaround, because I was feeling lower than scum of the earth, man. I was just in a bad place. But that's what the body's there for.
Great.
You know, we've been talking about that a little bit. The body. All of us have a part, and when one part of that body's hurting. You know, you stub your toe, you go, "Oh, toe, that hurts, are you okay, okay?" You stop everything, you drop everything that you're doing, and you care for that toe.
That's right.
You know, it might not be your favorite toe, but hey, it may not be your favorite foot, Paul says. But, you know, the point was, I got to experience that, and it was a blessing. It was a blessing. And, you know, I guess that's my testimony. You know, that's my testimony. It's a blessing to even be in this ministry. It's a praise the Lord. We got one another to look out for each other. That's what we're here for. On one body. You know, if we learn anything as we go out this trip, that's one of the things we need to learn. It's about the Lord. It's about others. It's about what benefits the Lord and benefits others. And you just have to get out of the way.
Amen.
Amen. That's it for today. Thanks, guys.
The church is testing 1, 2, 3. The church has done a less than stellar job at representing both the gospel and the implications of it and how it's supposed to affect the lives of those who say they know Jesus Christ. And it isn't about Jesus taking us where we are and then conforming a slot in heaven to match that which we express and make it righteous. It's about us expressing Him and getting that expression conformed to what pleases Him. And there's so many people out there, and I used to be one of them, who could just sit back and say comfortably, well, I believe, and then I can, you know, how? Absolutely. A little Nirvana reference there. Woohoo! I don't know. Count on Phil to absolutely take me off track. The comfort, the ability to be comfortable and think that you have, because you believe, you have entered the curve, that grading curve that the Lord has, and you believe, therefore, you're going to get admitted into heaven and you're going to get, you're going to make it under the wire. Some will come along willingly and some as though drug out of the fire. I think it says in Peter, and that's a terrible paraphrase of it. But when Jesus was given testimony of His ministry and what it was about, He said, I'm about my Father's business. I say what He gives me to say. I do what He gives me to do. And Paul, in like manner, would proclaim boldly what he had knowledge, what he had authority to proclaim boldly. And what he didn't have authority to proclaim boldly, he said, this is my opinion. You know, I believe I have the Spirit of God, but this is my opinion. I was sitting there looking at Philippians, and he was talking about sending Timothy to them, and that he didn't have anybody else that was like-minded, who would naturally care for them, such as Timothy. But that, and you know, here in this passage, it's in chapter 2, there's both there's lack of specifics. He's not speaking with great amount of authority, but he's speaking with a great abundance of love. An understanding of their circumstances, an understanding of his circumstances, and clarity on what his mission is, and what the mission of those who are under him, what their mission is, and how well they've done it. Let me see if I can nail down a place here to start. The new thought starts, In verse 14, do all things without murmuring and disputings. And this, of course, is following the work of warehouse your own salvation with fear and trembling, and for it's God which worketh in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. If that's all I ever really get to do out of this thing, that's all right. For this same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that I may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. That's not a good place to be in. Not a good thing to have the testimony relayed of me to be that I am not like-minded. I seek not the things of Jesus Christ, but my own things. And too often that is the case. But Jesus, who was our pattern, was about his Father's business, right? And Paul is seriously about doing that for which the Lord has brought him to this place to do. And he's coming to the end of it, and he knows it. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. Well, that's an interesting statement. He doesn't know exactly what's going on right now. But he will. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. He's both going to send Timothy, and then he's going to come. And he's going to come not like as in the Corinthian church with the rod. He just wants to see these people. He loves them. He misses them. He's going to send him his best. His best was Timothy. Like me, you want your best around you. You don't want to be sending them off. So this was something he was looking to bless them because he loved them. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger. And he that ministered to my wants, for he longed after y'all, and it was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. Indeed, he had been sick unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. In other words, he just sent them so they could see he was alive and all right, and the Lord had answered his prayers. Another case where he may have just sent this person to them because he loved them and he wanted them not to be in he didn't want them to be sorrowful. And this was somebody they loved as well. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. Now, you know, you love somebody, you want to do for them as much as you can do, but sometimes you reach your end. And this guy was able to finish out what the Philippian church wasn't able to. Whatever that was, he completed it. And, you know, that... You know you're in and operating in the Lord when the testimony of you is that you were the bridge. You connected and made somebody else's effort, brought it to fruition. And you were the bridge that made it a blessing. In so doing, you were a blessing. You know, it's all about being that conduit that allows the blessing of the Lord to go out from point A and get to point B. Point A is the Lord, the origin of all blessing. Point B is the object of the blessing. Sometimes it's just carrying a thing from one place to the next and delivering it. And sometimes it actually takes some struggle. It takes some time on your knees. It takes some seeking the Lord's heart and how can I serve you today? And when you find that out, and you find out at the end of it that you were the connection between the Lord and the person receiving the blessing, and you really had no concept that that was where it was going, but that's how it came out, and you just shake your head and you go, wow. Well, this is that whole operation here going on. Just a couple of people he cites who just... being about the Lord's business. One of them, nigh unto death, he didn't regard his own life. You know, one of the things about, you know, struggling with health issues and everything is when you get up in the morning, the first thing on your mind isn't the Lord and how, oh, thank you, Lord, for another day. It's, oh man, the next breath, the next breath, the next breath. And if you allow that thing to control you, then you miss the Lord. And I've tried to alter my behavior every day, and the day begins when I roll out of the bed thanking and praising the Lord. It's another day. It may end the next 10 minutes. That's all right. It's his call. But if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down thanking him for what I had. Because he'd been more than gracious to me. Right. You know, that's really operating in the fear and admonition of the Lord. If he allows me to go forth, then praise God. I hope I can be a blessing to somebody else. If he doesn't, praise God. I've done everything that I could possibly do. Some wrong and some right. And he has blessed that which was right. He's corrected that which was wrong. And I've had a full life and I've known him, the power of his gospel. And how it unfolds in our lives, and how it blesses each and every person who receives it. He doesn't owe me a thing. But You know, at the end of this, if I had somebody given, somebody like Paul given the testimony of me that he regarded not his own life and the furtherance of the gospel, that would be as good as it gets. Sadly, I fear I'm not like that much. And we spend entirely too much time letting it be about us and not about the Father's business. These are, as I was talking about Thursday night, the overwhelming thing to Paul was the mystery of the gospel was that he could know him in the power of his resurrection. He let us know him. He reveals himself to us. Not that we can put him in a locked box, hide him in a closet, and talk about how we've got him, but so we can do that for other people. That's what we're here for. That's why we should glory. If we glory in anything, we should glory in that he has given us something to give out and to pass on. And just believing in him is not enough. Have a desire to be around other people that believe in him. Knock around a little bit. Get your feathers ruffled. Seek the light. Seek correction. Move on in him. That's how you get it to become more about him and his business and less about yours. And you start to see all the many ways that he's blessed you and how utterly selfish and wrong you've been not to pass that on to others. As we head into this conference, we have to remember this is about our ability to minister to others, the power and the glory of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the power of his gospel, that he came to save those who are sinners, amongst whom I am the chief. As Paul would say, and I would heartily agree, not with him that he is the chief, but with him that I am the chief. That's all I really have today, but Father, we thank you for your word. I ask that you bless it and it go out there and it change lives, Lord. Your word is power. Your word is life. And your blood is cleansing. We praise you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.